goodness. The moment that I have been hyperventilating about all week has finally arrived. My heart is beating. If I was to put the microphone near my heart right now, you'd hear it. To say that I've had a great time here at Magic would be an absolute, pardon the pun, understatement. But if I were to detail every experience that I've enjoyed with this job over the last 14 years, I'd still be here at 8 o'clock and Richard's getting ready to start the drive home. I've had the privilege of presenting Mellow Magic with Mellow Magic Love Letters. I've presented Drive. I've presented Afternoons with Angie. And of course, I present Breakfast on Magic Soul. So instead of going through everything over the last 14 years, let me just share a highlight from each of those shows. Mellow Magic, I can remember picking up the phone one evening. It was a Sunday evening and it was Jimmy Choo. And he wanted to hear Ronan Keating and When You Say Nothing At All. And when he said his name was Jimmy Choo, because I'm a very feisty person, I just put the phone down. I thought it was somebody taking the mickey. And he called me back. Drive time. Oh, my gosh. So many lovely events. But it's got to be 2012 when I had the absolute honour of carrying the Olympic torch. And then there's Afternoons on Angie. I can remember one afternoon, Rod Stewart passed and he came in, he went, hello, Ange, can I have one of your apples? I went, yeah, man, take it. He gave me a hug and off he went. Tom Jones came in once. I was at the photocopier and I said, I saw you eating chicken, Baxter's Road, Barbados. He said, was it Enid's? And I went, yeah, it was. Please forgive my terrible Welsh accent. No offence intended. And then there's my baby, James Gordon, Smithy. And I cannot wait to see the Christmas edition of Gavin and Stacey. And then there's Magic Soul. There's all of those icons from the Motown era. But I got to say, it was Stormzy who came in.
Hey, Angie.
Hey, Michael. How you doing? So I've mentioned a lot of well-known people, and that's nice because people are people. But I need to acknowledge Mr. G. And I need to acknowledge my babies, Morgan and Cameron. And that's when I've realised that 14 years has just flown by. Morgan was 6 when I came here. She's now 20. Cameron was 3. She is now 17. Where's the last 14 years gone? I just cannot tell you. It's just been amazing. It's just been absolutely amazing. I'm going to end on James Blunt and You're Beautiful, because when the girls were little, they used to sing that to me. And I'd say, thank you, darlings. And they go, no, not you, mummy, the man in the radio. So that's the song I'm going to end with because of that memory, but also because it has been absolutely beautiful playing music to you and for you. And for allowing me to come in your life and uplift your lives. And I hope that I've enhanced your day. And I hope that you've just felt a little bit more positive when I have been on the radio. So for the final time, this is Angie Greaves on Magic 105.4 and across the UK on DAB saying goodbye. God bless. Huge amounts of love. Take care. Love you. With all my heart.
My life is brilliant.